Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. $380. The jackpot has never been higher on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Wow. This is exciting because if you win, we make history. If you lose, this day will just be forgotten forever.
Wow. I guess if I lose and people forget about it, that's not so bad.
Let's talk to Melissa. She's from Valley Springs, California. And Melissa, do you realize that if you win, we don't make history? And I'm not saying I'm pulling for Katie. I am saying I just am a fan of history.
We're going to make history today. It's a lucky day. It's my daughter's sixth grade promotion.
Well, oh, okay. So off the air, Jacob goes, her daughter is getting a promotion today. and so she's, and he goes, so, you know, it's a big day for her. And I thought, well, I don't know how her daughter's promotion has anything to do with her. I assume her daughter earned it. Sixth grade graduation.
That makes sense.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Katie's going to leave. Congratulations to your daughter. She's already won. But here we go. I'm going to ask you five questions. Question one. Actor Ezra Miller is once again being creepy as hell as he's now living with a random woman on a farm in Vermont with her three kids. And according to the father, there are lots of guns and drugs around. What is the capital of Vermont? 3 seconds. 3, 2.
I have no clue.
All righty. Question two. Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter is now on OnlyFans, and it inspired Denise Richards, her 51-year-old mother, to now also get on OnlyFans. Who is charging more for their sexy material, Denise or her daughter, Sammy?
Her daughter.
Question three. Yesterday's January 6th hearing featured Republican Trump-appointed members of the Department of Justice testifying that Donald Trump had daily efforts to corrupt the Justice Department to use them to reverse the election he lost. Which of the following is not an agency of the DOJ? The DEA, the CIA, or the FBI?
FBI.
Question four. J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter, got tricked by an infamous international prankster and thought she was on a Zoom call with the leader of Ukraine, who only wanted to talk about moving Harry's scar to the other side of his head. Who is the leader of Ukraine? Three seconds. 3, 2.
Vladimir Zelensky.
Okay. Question five. Olivia Rodrigo is about to play a concert in Phoenix, and a dad went viral in a video burning $3,500 worth of tickets to the show because the venue requires proof of COVID vaccination. If he only burned half the tickets, how much would he have wasted then?
Can you repeat the numbers one more time?
Sure. $3,500.
$1,760.
All righty. Katie! Sound like a little bit of a Google guess there, possibly for question four.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know. You ready?
Yeah.
$380 on the line. Question one. Actor Ezra Miller, one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Is once again being creepy. He's now living with a random woman on a farm in Vermont with her three kids, and according to the father, there are lots of guns and drugs around. What is the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier.
That is correct. Question two. Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards' daughter is now on OnlyFans, and it inspired Denise Richards, her 51-year-old mother, to now also get on OnlyFans.
Okay.
Who is charging more for their sexy material, Denise or her daughter, Sammy?
Oh.
3 seconds.
Sammy. No.
Denise is charging $5 more than her at $25 a month.
Okay.
Question three. Yesterday's January 6th hearing featured Republican Trump-appointed members of the Department of Justice testifying that Donald Trump had daily efforts to corrupt the Justice Department and use it to reverse the election he lost. Which of the following is not an agency in the Department of Justice? The DEA, the CIA, or the FBI?
CIA.
That is correct. Wow. Yeah. I thought that one was really hard.
No, because remember, Comey used to be the head of the FBI, and then he was appointed to whatever he was appointed to.
I don't remember any of that. Okay. Wow, good for you. That's good. Question four. J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter, got tricked by an infamous international prankster when she thought she was on a Zoom call with the leader of Ukraine, who only wanted to talk to her about moving Harry's scar to the other side of his head.
How did she not know what the leader of Ukraine?
I don't know. Who is the leader of Ukraine, though?
Can I just give you his last name?
Yeah.
Zelensky.
That is correct. First name is Vladimir.
Oh, Vladimir.
Vladimir Zelensky, but it's spelled... Oof. So weird. Question five. Olivia Rodrigo is about to play a concert in Phoenix, but a dad went viral in a video burning $3,500 worth of tickets to the show because the venue requires proof of COVID vaccination.
My favorite part of this is that in order to buy the tickets, he had to agree to that on StubHub or whatever.
Yeah. Here's the question. If he only burned half the tickets.
Okay, how much was it? Sorry.
$3,500.
Got it.
If he only burned half the tickets, how much would he have wasted then? Three seconds.
$1,250.
Oh, ooh, so close.
Really?
You're on the right track, kinda. $1,750. All right, here we go.
Really?
$380.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
$380.
Oh, God.
It's never been beaten before. Melissa from Valley Springs, California. You got two. Katie got three. Wow. We just broke history. We just
broke history.
We made history.
USA.
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 USA. USA. USA.
USA.
Listen. Melissa, not that we're happy that you lost.
I'm really sorry about that.
We're very sorry you lost.
I'm so glad your daughter's doing so well at work. I hope her promotion comes with a pay raise.
Wow. But listen, Melissa, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
No, not
Maybe
today.
Maybe nobody will ever be again.
We're adding $20 to the jackpot Monday. $400. Oh, wow. What a day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.